Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, allow me to greet you on behalf of the Federal Government of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. It is my pleasure to attend yet another of our meetings, the fifth meeting of the Ministers of Agriculture of the Central and Eastern European countries. I thank our hosts for welcoming us and for their choice of this beautiful place for our joint work. Esteemed colleagues, almost a year and a half has passed since our last, the fourth, meeting in Bucharest in May 1997. Important changes, for the better, have taken place in that period, but many old problems in agriculture and agrarian policies of our countries have remained unsettled. This meeting provides an opportunity for us to examine the most important positive as well as negative aspects, and to exchange views and benefit from each other's experiences in our future activities. The presence of the Ministers of Agriculture from 22 countries and their interest in topics discussed here, with the support and participation of the FAO and the OECD, confirms that it is necessary to continue a serious re-examination and adjustment of strategies, not only of agrarian and rural development, but also of the concept of an overall economic development of our Central and Eastern European countries. The re-examination and adjustment of agrarian policy is also a serious topic in the developed part of Europe. Four decades after the Rome Agreements on the foundation of the European Economic Community, social priorities related to agriculture have been completely changed. The average share of agriculture in the European Economic Community today is about 2% in the generation of gross domestic product. Some 5% of the labour force is employed in agriculture, and expenditures on food account for less than one-fifth of average household expenses. Therefore, this part of Europe focuses its attention on food production systems, on the quality and diversity of nutrition, on the effect of food production on the environment, and on a balanced development of rural areas. Agrarian policy is adjusting to these new social priorities, where the emphasis is placed on the challenges of international competition and the protection of the environment. Priorities in the agrarian policies of our countries vary somewhat due to the essential differences in our previous developments. Unfortunately, we must ascertain that we are now faced with numerous, more or less similar, big problems which need to be resolved. The major problem is that we have to heal the consequences of de-agrarianisation, of intensive industrialisation, of uncontrolled urbanisation, and of irrational metropolitanisation. In addition, the gravest consequences are the depopulation of rural areas, the negative selection of labour, and the migration of the most vital part of the rural population into towns. Our task, therefore, is to create the conditions for a long-term state agrarian and rural development in the interest of harmonising the overall economic and social structure. We are all adjusting our agrarian policies in the specific conditions of implementing the great project of transition of our economic and political systems. In this process, our global problems are also alike. In this context, however, I wish to point out three specific circumstances which make the conditions of transition in agriculture in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia substantially different from those in other Central and Eastern European countries.